mi dange dulien ki jwi che wutes mo dami eliewe.
I took the darkness
Right, that is Alan Sillaboy and the Thundermakers performing a cover by Joel Plaskett called Nowhere With You. This is from the celebration of Joel Plaskett's music, Songs from the Gang, and I got to be on that record as well. It was a real honor to be able to cover some of Joel's music. So many great artists were on that record, the Akels, Matt Anderson, even Frank Turner was on that record. Really cool stuff. And before that, my dear, dear friend, two-time Juno Award-winning Indigenous artist living in Whitehorse, and from her album North Star Calling, which won the Juno in 2020, it's Rolling Thunder, and Lila Gilday. Show her some love, folks. Show her some love. Now, Poseidon. This is Meredith Moon. She's the daughter of Gordon Lightfoot, and she's just released a brand new record called From Here to Sea. It was produced by Colin Linden. I was in that studio where they recorded it and got to hop on this song. This is Poseidon, Meredith Moon on the jukebox.
Thank you. Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I don't want no fly guy. I just want a shy guy. That's what I want, yeah. You know what I want, yeah.
Man, them a rush me. Yes, I will for pretty boy. I want to love me. I need them love. Yes, I need them love. Show them know me sweet and me sexy. Everywhere me go, me say me ever ready. I need them love. Yes, I need them love. But I don't want somebody loving everybody. I need a shy guy.
Oh man, I remember that tune, Diana King with Shy Guy, a reggae classic that came out in the mid-90s. Actually, there's a documentary about the 90s. If you get a chance, check it out. It is wild. I was born during that time and, well, coming of age during that time and certainly remember a lot of the moments. Definitely Vanilla Ice, Shy Guy by Diana King. Who else was in that? Tupac. Yeah, check it out. It's called The Greatest Decade, The Last of Connection or something like that. And it really was. It changed the entire world. I blame it all on the 90s now. Anyhow, my name's Julian Taylor, and this is The Jukebox. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Music from my good friend Ainsley Simpson is coming up. A mixture of fertilities from her first album release, her debut, which came out in 2017, and nabbed her the Best New Artist Award at the Indigenous Music Awards. She was also nominated for Best Folk Artist. Lacey Hill is also on the show from Six Nations of the Grand River. We're going to play something from her third release, The Moon, Volume 3, and the title track is The Moon. David Lindley's on the show as well, and I love David Lindley. His records are really amazing, and this is a record that has come out after he's passed. He passed away in 2023, and certainly best known for his work with Jackson Brown, but he is an incredible artist in his own right. If you haven't heard of him, you should check him out. He's coming up momentarily, but first, Natasha Fisher, and a single, a brand new track from Natasha called The Motions. Natasha is a native of Thunder Bay, but moved down to Toronto and has pursued music ever since, and things are going pretty well. I do remember finding one of her tracks and actually throwing it onto the old Element FM station, which was a lot of fun discovering new Indigenous talent like hers. Here is Natasha with The Motions on The Jukebox.
City and you get the best of me. Something shifted, now I can't sleep. Thought it would have changed by now. Never thought I would leave you. Already gone in my head. You were all that I needed, but I feel alone instead.
Let the dust settle down. This is the last. This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Thank you.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Night. It's late winter at Ding Darling National Wildlife Refuge on Sanibel Island, Florida. Many birds are finished nesting, and young birds are everywhere. This morning, wind and tide have conspired to strand schools of fish in backwater ditches, and the birds are taking advantage of it. It's a feeding frenzy. White birds, short and tall, line the banks of the ditch, barely a foot apart. Long beaks spear tiny fish, and sometimes jab at a neighbor. Snowy egrets, great egrets, white ibises, and a young little blue heron that's still white all feed at the water's edge. Meanwhile, two white pelicans patrol the center of the ditch, crisscrossing, flushing fish towards the birds on the bank. They grab gulps of water, shake their heads, and swallow. A momentary lull. Then a snowy egret takes off, dragging first beak and then feet in the water. Is it teasing fish to the surface? It's hard to tell.